Researchers from Harvard and Cornell went into a two-year-long intellectual huddle to develop the vegetarian pyramid.
The base includes those foods that are consumed most commonly and in the greatest quantity, such as the cereal grains. And then somewhat up the pyramid are the vegetables and fruits.
And at the very top are sweets and eggs. T. Colin Campbell, a vegetarian himself, is a professor of nutritional biochemistry at Cornell University. He was one of 10 scientists who helped develop the vegetarian food pyramid. Looking at the triangular chart, though, you can't help but think the vegetarian pyramid seems more like common sense than science. But nutrition researchers insist it's an important visual reminder that balance and variety are the keys to a healthy vegetarian diet. What remains to be seen is if anyone's really going to care, or will the vegetarian food pyramid go the way of the well-known meat eater's pyramid, just something you read on the back of your cereal box while you wait for the morning paper to arrive. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.